The scripture reading for this morning is from Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Everyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on a rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, but it did not fall, because it had been founded on a rock. And everyone who hears these words of mine and does not act on them will be like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell. And great was its fall. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
You may be seated. Today's scripture is the closing of what we know as the Sermon on the Mount, an extended section in the Gospel of Matthew where we find Jesus sitting with his disciples and teaching them and the crowds that are overhearing, teaching them many, many things. He starts with the Beatitudes. Blessed are the poor in spirit, and so forth, teaching that true blessedness results when our lives are focused not on power and privilege, but on humility and mercy and service. Disciples are people who are transformed and then transform the world. Jesus teaches that the law of Moses is not being abolished by his coming. Instead, he is better interpreting the law for his followers. For instance, murder is against the law, but so is anger. Adultery is against the law, but so is lust. Turn the other cheek is more in accordance with the law than an eye for an eye. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Give to those in need. Pray. Fast. But do none of those things, looking to get attention and self-promote. Trust in God, not in the things of this world. Do not worry. Do not judge. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Knock, and the door will be opened to you. Do to others as you would have them do to you. Take the narrow road, not the wide road that leads to destruction. And beware of false prophets. These things and many more are what Jesus means when he says in the beginning of our scripture today, anyone then who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. Those are the challenging words Jesus is talking about. Anyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man. Those who don't will be like the foolish man. Now, these illustrations are of single men building wisely or foolishly, but that illustration should not cause us to believe what is sometimes a common myth, that discipleship is a personal pursuit only. That's what this passage is talking about, discipleship. And so when we see a single man building wisely or foolishly, we should not believe that that is the only way that we go about discipleship. Discipleship is not something just to pursue our own personal spiritual maturity by ourselves. It is not wholly about Bible study and prayer and fasting and the other spiritual disciplines that we pursue in the privacy of our own homes. Discipleship is not a solitary journey. It is one of the purposes of the church That's what we've been talking about for the last several weeks, the purposes of the church. Jesus taught groups of followers what it meant to follow God. And then Jesus commanded his followers to teach others who would come to faith what Jesus had taught them. He commanded them and us to teach others what he taught and to teach others how to obey what he taught. Now, Rick Warren says in The Purpose-Driven Church that character is never built in the classroom. It is built in the circumstances of life. When we have studied what it means to have the character of Christ, and when we know from what we have studied how God uses circumstances in our life to develop that character, it is then that we are equipped to respond correctly when we are placed in, let's just call them, character building situations. So character is not built in the classroom, and it is not built on the mountainside at the feet of Jesus, hearing what he has to say. Character is built, it's built in the storm. It is learned, perhaps, on our sunny days, but it is built in the storm. Just look at that illustration in today's scripture. We have two men who build their homes. I guarantee you they were building their homes on sunny days. Sunny days, when the weather is nice, when things are calm, they build their houses. And on days like that, the foundation on which they are built, it seems rather unimportant. Do we build on rock or do we build on this hard-packed sand? Everything is just fine on these beautiful days, on these easy days of life. There is a roof over the head of the man who built on sand just as much as there is a roof over the head of the man who built on rock. It is not a matter of being wise because you made a choice of your foundation. It is a matter of being wise because you know when you build that not every day will be like the day on which you are building. Not every day to come will be sunny and bright. Not every day is going to be calm and dry. So the wise man who builds on the rock, he knows, for instance, that it is a good idea to study the word and to work on building that Christ-like character today when having Christ-like character, while maybe it's not easy, but it's easier today when things are good than it might be tomorrow when maybe you lose your job and you're not sure where your next meal is going to come from. The wise man who builds on a rock knows that it's a good idea to pray to God and to recognize and to thank him for all of the good things that he has given today when it's easy to be grateful, because tomorrow you might get a cancer diagnosis. You might find that it's not very easy to be thankful for anything anymore, but you know that God is there for you. You know he is because you have memories of those days when he was there and you had a lot to be grateful for, and you have hope that you will see those days again. Things like prayer and study, they draw us closer to God, and they have to be things that we practice in our sunny days so that they are habits that we can lean on when things get dark and stormy. Now, I'm not saying you can't turn to your Bible, that you can't turn to prayer when things get rough, but will we? If we haven't done it on our good days, is that going to be what we do on our bad days? And even if we do, will it give us the full amount of comfort and peace that it could if we had been in the Word, if we had been in prayer, if we had had a good relationship with God before? He will always be there for us. But I think it's maybe the difference between when things get rough, is it like turning to an agency, an impersonal agency for help? Or is it like running to our best friend? Karen Walrond is a blogger, a podcaster, a speaker, an author, a coach, and I have followed her for several years now. Her blog, Chunkalooks, is one that she describes as a journal of light. Karen is a Christian, but she is not overtly religious in her writings. She is a believer that the world is full of joy and light, that each person in the world is a person of great beauty, that every person in the world has their own unique superpowers. And she spreads this belief in an infectious way. She uses her photography and she uses her words. Karen lives in Houston. Karen and her family lost their cars and their home to Hurricane Harvey. Karen did not live in a floodplain, and they had no flood insurance. They are all alive, they are all well, and things are starting to get back to normal for them. Her husband is back at work. Her daughter is back in school and doing school activities. Karen is meeting with clients and making plans for speaking engagements. But at the same time, they are also doing things that are unusual. They are dealing with insurance adjusters and banks. They are salvaging what little they can from their home and placing it in storage because they are demolishing their house to start over. Karen, who is a big proponent of journaling, she lost every one of her personal journals in the floodwaters, as well as every other personal item other than the few things that she grabbed. She grabbed her cameras. She grabbed a few important documents like birth certificates and insurance documents and passports. She grabbed one pair of shoes, the pair that she thought was most likely to dry out. She grabbed 4 pairs of pants, 4 shirts, none of which matched, and she forgot to get any underwear. She said, "We all need to be better prepared than she was." This week, she shared on her blog that she got caught in a sudden rainstorm the other day, and as the rain fell, her tears did too. They were the first tears that she had shed since this whole thing had happened. And she said when she finished crying, she felt better because she realized that that day was better than the day before. And while better isn't good, better is good sometimes, and better can be just very good, depending on where you are in your life. Karen is able to have this attitude because she has years of practicing gratitude every single day through her photography, through her writing, in her journals, and in her blogs. And these are habits. These are habits that are sustaining her after this storm. Karen built her life on the rock of habits that she formed on sunny days, on bright days, and they are allowing her to survive the stormy ones. She is a light finder. She is a joy proclaimer. She is a storm survivor. And while her house may have been demolished by the storm, she has not been. She was built on rock, not sand. Jesus teaches in his scripture for today that to build on rock is to hear his teachings and to do them. Hear his teachings and do them. Don't just hear what he says and nod in agreement and then keep on doing what you've been doing. Hear him and change. Be transformed. Be disciples not just by learning, not just by understanding, but by doing. But do you know what else Jesus said right before these verses? In verses 21 through 23, this is what he says. Not everyone who says, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only one who does the will of my Father in heaven. On that day, many will say to me, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name and cast out demons in your name and do many deeds of power in your name? Then I will declare to you, I never knew you. Go away from me, you evildoers. It's harsh. Jesus is telling them, he's telling us, we can't just do things in the Lord's name without having heard him first. That is just as foolish as hearing and not doing. Discipleship is about hearing what the Lord has to say to us, seeking what the Lord has to say to us, and then doing it. Sometimes we have a problem with doing what he says because what he says is pretty hard. It's very challenging, and it's not always what we want to do. But sometimes we have just as much of a problem with doing what we want, even with great intentions, without first hearing whether that is what God is calling us to do. So discipleship is about working on both of these things. Day in and day out, we study and we learn on our own and here together as a church. We learn what God expects of us, and we make choices in the circumstances that we find ourselves in. This is how we build our house on the proper foundation. By listening, by learning, by seeking his will and his vision, and then by doing. And we do this on sunny days so that we are ready for the storms. And we do it on stormy days when we find ourselves clinging to the hope and the faith that we have built on a rock, the hope that will see us through to sunny days again. Let us pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we are a strong-willed people. You say it over and over again in the Scriptures, stubborn, stiff-necked, willful. We are often guilty of hearing your word, of nodding vigorously in agreement with all that you say, and then continuing to do as we please. And sometimes, God, we have the very best intentions, such good intentions. But sometimes the wrong reasons. Lord, we ask that you would put in our hearts your spirit, that we would be more receptive to all that you are saying to us. All that you are saying to us, that we would have your vision, that we would know your will, that we would have a character like Christ's. Not your will, not our will, but yours, Lord, in all things. Show us the way. In your Son's name we pray. Amen.